I don't mind being open about this, that I had a lot of problems with society and sociability and attitude after I came back for years. And it was, if it wasn't for the fact that I went into a creative field like photography and the arts, I might have really been lost and just been a homeless drunk on the streets. Finally, in the early 2000s, the Vietnam veteran was being recognized for the stress that we had to put up with. And when I think back of doing four detachments of a minimum of 91 days, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, working in a stressful combat situation, being ready to be blown up by one of your own bombs that's on a deck, being sunk by enemy fire, whatever, you don't even think about that anymore. And I also felt sort of naked because every time I went into Da Nang, I'd have a weapon, a sidearm. When I got back to the States, I felt naked that I didn't have a sidearm.
Yeah.
So I had a problem readjusting. And finally, the VA helped me quite a bit, and I needed the help. Mm-hmm. It just also took a lot for me to admit that. Mm-hmm. It was their intuitive training that spotted the problems I was having, even though it was 25 years later. They could see I was having PTSD problems. Mm-hmm. And it also caused two marriages and lost friends.